lesson, and today we're gonna learn how to do Hi, Nanny Bumpricker. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. How are you doing today, I guess?
I'm doing fabulously, marvelously, stupendously, actually. I'm just doing my drawing podcast.
You're doing a drawing podcast? There's no such thing as a... You can't... You're drawing on a podcast? That's what you're doing?
Yeah, well, we gather up every week and we all make our doodles, and I tell them how to make some doodles, and then we all make doodles, and it's doodlerific.
Okay, that's awesome, and that's great, and I apologize for it, because I did see that you were on the schedule to be in the studio right now, and so it's cool that you're here, and I apologize for breaking in, but I just had to come in and record a bumper podcast, if that's okay with you.
All right, that's fine with me. I'll just go and take a nap or something, or draw some other doodles, and then maybe I'll just doodle some other time, and...
Buddy, I'm... Come on.
It's what we have a schedule for anyway.
I understand that. Okay. Bye. Oh, he left. Hi, everybody. It's me, Natty Bumpercar, and it's great to talk to you. I'm sorry. I hope that you weren't... I hope you didn't have your hopes set on listening to Doodle Poodle's drawing podcast, which it's the first I've ever heard of it. And normally, the podcasts that we do here... they go through like a vetting process, which means people have to write down what they want to do, and then they bring it and they submit it, and it kind of goes through an approval process. And I'm not honestly sure if a drawing podcast would have passed muster. Maybe it would have. I don't know. We'll see. I'm gonna have to figure out. I'm gonna have to follow this up is what I'm going to do. Anyway, how are you doing? Me, I'm freezing cold. And me, I'm sad. Why? Because I'm always sad. Can I tell you why I'm sad? Because there's so much change happening in my world. Today, hyperventilating, I'll give you a little backstory. We had a car. It was a blue car. It was a Volkswagen Jetta. It was a 1997 Volkswagen Jetta that had 172,000 miles. Wait, 172,210 miles, to be exact. And it broke. It's been breaking for a while, if I'm to be completely honest, but it broke entirely on November 14th in a snowstorm. And it's been sitting in the driveway, and we remember the whole buying a car thing. Well, that's where we are. But today... We donated Little Blue. Little Blue is the car's name. Its name was also Derek Jetta. It's another name that it had at different points in its life. But Little Blue was what we knew the car by. And today, the man came with a truck, a flatbed truck, backed up to Little Blue, and just took him away. He's not in my driveway anymore.
Hey Nate. Hey.
Oh, hi, Pig.
What you meankin' about? What you bothering about now?
Pig, have you looked in the driveway this morning?
No, I was actually busy looking at the schedule for the podcast studio, because from what it says, Doodle Poodle is actually supposed to be in here right now recording his drawing podcast.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, no. Yeah.
Well, I've been waiting for it because it's really gripping stuff. It's pretty exciting.
Really?
The way that he paints a picture with his words, and then I proceed to doodle them. It's pretty spot on.
That doesn't seem possible at all. But more importantly, buddy, if you look in the driveway...
What?
They took Little Blue.
They did what? Who, huh? What? Little Blue? Where's Little Blue, Natty? What are you talking about?
So, remember how Little Blue's been broken and we couldn't get him fixed because it was going to be too expensive? And then we decided to donate him to help people? And then today was the day that they actually came and they took
him
away.
I'm not a fan of this. I'm not a fan of this one bit. How do you not put up some sort of a flyer? Let everybody send an email to the group here. Send a text or something. Send me a Slack. Whatever. I don't know how you... An instant message. You gotta let people know, buddy. Little Blue. Little Blue. I miss Little Blue. Where did he go? Where did he go? You tell me right now where he went,
oh,
and I will go,
oh,
and I will find him, and I will bring him back here today.
I know, it's really sad. It's really sad, but it was just time. Sometimes when you have a car and things keep breaking and breaking and breaking, you have to move on to a new car, a different car. And remember, we have whatever the little silver rabbit is called, which we don't have a name. We don't even have a name. We just met him, but he seems like a nice enough car, and I don't know. It's just different. I don't like different. I don't like change. A lot of change has been going
on,
right? Excuse
me. It's, it's me, Rufus T. Rufus, your lawyer, and I have understood from hearing Piggy Whale that evidently Little Blue has been removed from the property.
Bro, they swiped him. They came and they took him. They put him on a truck, a flatbed truck, and they just, I don't know the whole story, but this is what I heard. They drove away with him, and you and me, we gotta go. We gotta get him back. We gotta get him back, Little Blue.
This is hard. I know, Pig. I know it's hard. I'm not a fan of it either. All right? When the big... the man who got out of the truck was this big giant guy, and he got out, and I'm like, I have tears in my eyes, and he's looking at me like, hey, what's the matter with your car, type of thing. And I was just like, are you just gonna take it away? And he did, he took it away, but we donated it to help people, and it, you know, we had so many memories with that car. Like, I used to drive back and forth to Georgia. I've known that car the entire time that I've known my wife. Which is a weird, you know, measure of events in time, but that's serious, man. That car's been, we've gone everywhere in it. We went to Disney World in that car. All around New York City it was in. It lived with us in Georgia.
Yeah.
It was here.
Well, now
it was
listen,
a great
yeah.
car. Great car.
It sounds like it was a wonderful car and like some sort of deal was, orchestrated or infiltrated or moderated, and I do believe it was some sort of a contract, was some sort of paperwork, because if I didn't sign it, I, as your litigator, as your legal representation, should have been there to have taken things into account, if you understand what I'm saying. I have a briefcase, and I will be brief in my case, if you do understand, in getting this vehicle back.
Yeah.
I miss Little Blue.
I miss him too, and he's right. We're gonna make this case brief, and we're gonna get it back, and he's gonna be back, and everything's gonna go back to the way it was, and it's gonna be perfect.
Yeah.
And I don't wanna hear nothing about nothing, okay? Alright?
Okay. Guys, I know we're freaking out a little bit, and I understand. Again, I don't like change. I don't like transitioning from one thing to another. This morning, you know, I told the kids that what was happening, and Emerson didn't really care, but Oliver, he got very sad, and he was like holding on to the car, and he started crying, and he's six, and it's just, it's hard. But it's also, it's just a thing. So it's a weird thing where I think in my life I've looked for stability and I find stability in things because things are objects. They're solid. They're there. And when you have a car that's been around for 22 years, that's a solid thing that's been there in your life for a long time. And so for it to just go is a little weird, but I'm trying to find a good way to encapsulate that it's also good, you know, and sometimes change can be good because it helps you to progress, it helps you to move forward, it helps you to move on, it helps you to keep on going, to keep on growing, to keep smiling, you know? I think that was a song. I didn't mean to sing a song.
Wait a minute.
But I did.
You made the boy cry. Well, you know what? Speaking of songs, I'm pretty good with songs. So if you don't mind, I'm gonna sing a little song right now about Little Blue. A little bit of a dirge, a little bit of a remembrance, a little bit of a thinking thought.
Piggy Lou, will I be needing to get any of the any rights to any songs? Will this be song in the tune of anything or anything?
No, it's just gonna be me. Just
singing
a song.
It's an original score.
Exactly.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that much. Cuts down on my paperwork.
I understand.
All right.
Okay.
Sing about Little Blue.
I will.
Sing about Little Blue, my friend.
I will. Oh, Little Blue. I don't like that. Hold on. I love you, little blue. You're my best friend in the world, and I miss you, and I'll miss you forever and ever. You're the best little car that I ever had. You're the best little car that I ever been in, except for you, little blue. There are no others, no others. Oh, little blue, I feel real blue. Because for now and for always and ever, I will miss you. Cause you are my best friend, even though you are a car.
Yeah, okay.
My name is Pig, and I'll miss you.
Okay.
So far. I don't know. It's messed up in the end.
It's weird because I was looking for... I thought you were going to sing more of a sad song because you were crying. But that was kind of a little poppy. Like, I miss you, little blue, and I love you. It was sweet, Pig. I appreciate it, and I think little blue would appreciate it. And I think Ollie's going to appreciate it because I'll let him hear it. And, yeah, you know, new year, new little blue, I guess. Guys, hold on to your cars. Hug them. Let them know how you feel about them, all right? Because one day they're going to grow up, and they're going to go off, and they're going to be donated. And just don't squander your time with your stuff. Tell your stuff you appreciate your stuff. Tell your stuff that it's important to you. But also know that it's not everything. You're not your stuff, all right? So tell it you appreciate it, but know that if it disappears, you don't disappear, all right? Thank you for listening. This has been the Bumper Podcast, and now I assume, because I can see him jumping up and down outside the studio, I'm going to turn this back over to the Doodle Poodle Drawing Podcast.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see what he comes up with this week. It's going to be very exciting.
Thanks, Pig. So as I was saying before, I was so rudely interrupted. What we were going to draw today are little blue cars in memoriam of our little friend, Little Blue. So what you're going to do is get a blue crayon and you're going to draw a rectangle and then some rectangle, and then you're going to drool a little bit over here, and you're going to draw a little bit over there, and then you're going to get a black crayon, and you're going to draw some wheels, and there's just circles and circles, and then you got the wheels, and it's a droom driving around. You've got a blue car. Thanks for listening to the Doodle Poodle Doodling Podcast, where we draw and draw and draw. I'm your host, Doodle Poodle.
All right. So now I guess you know how to draw. You know how to doodle the car. So, all right. That's it. Me signing off. Natty Bumper Car. Little Blue, looking at you. I love you. You're the best. You're my best friend. All right, everybody.